Good morning. Welcome to Monday Monologues. My name is Stephen Heemstra. Today is Monday, May 23rd, 2022. This morning I will talk about limits to progress. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Loving Father, all praise and honor, power and dominion, righteousness and justice are yours, for you loved us first in spite of our sin and proclivity to rebel against your tender authority. Forgive our rebellion, duplicity, and wanton covetousness of our neighbor's possessions, privileges, sons, and daughters. We give thanks for our creation in your image and the restoration of that image that you undertake day in and day out. In the power of your Holy Spirit, draw us to yourself in your image. Open our hearts, illumine our thoughts, and strengthen our hands in your service. In Jesus' precious name, amen. The dominant cultural motif in the Bible is not progress, but the proclivity of individuals and nations to sin. Although we are created in the image of God, original sin polluted both our minds and our hearts by instilling a rebellious spirit in us. Human sin, after Adam and Eve left the Garden of Eden, grew to the point that God destroyed most of humanity with a flood. However, starting out fresh with a new family, that is Noah's, proved not to improve the faithfulness of humanity after the original sin of Adam and Eve. Even Jacob's sons, the fathers of the nation of Israel, sinned in selling their brother Joseph as a slave to the Egyptians. Moses critiques the idea of cultural progress, the idea that righteous community becomes increasingly righteous, with this warning: "And when all these things come upon you, the blessings and the curses which I have set before you, and you call them to mind among all the nations where the Lord your God has driven you, and return to the Lord your God, you and your children, and obey his voice in all that I command you today, with all your heart and with all your soul, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes and have mercy on you, and he will gather you again from all the peoples where the Lord your God has scattered you." This is Deuteronomy 30:1-3. This passage is often taken as a prophecy of the Babylonian exile, but the full cycle is this: doing evil, angering Yahweh enough to produce historical subjugation, crying to the Lord in need, and raising up a deliverer. This is the Deuteronomic cycle. This cultural cycle is illustrated repeatedly in the book of Judges, as in the story of Gideon in Judges 6 and 7. An echo is also seen in the story of King David in Psalm 116. Our salvation in Christ also fits into this paradigm. The Enlightenment myth of progress has been popular because of technological innovations and social changes, but both depend on a Christian heritage embodied in the idea of being created in the image of God. Democracy makes sense when we are all equal before and loved by God, but it starts to fray when the standards of living come under pressure and social groups contend with one another, as we are currently witnessing. Technology need not benefit all economic classes equally, because innovations are increasingly costly, requiring investments that not all groups can afford. Even political dispensing of rights and privileges does not necessarily level playing fields among social groups, because these rights and privileges must be defended both politically and legally, which costs time, energy, and money, and such redistributions create resentment. Ultimately, progress is a cultural attribute that depends on shared values and an economic base that are no longer what they were. What culture giveth, culture can take away. The biblical witness is that reversals in cultural progress are the historical norm. The only glimmer of hope cited in the Bible is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that led to the giving of the Holy Spirit and the founding of the church. Yet outside of faith, even the church is a fallen institution, as we read in the first three chapters of Revelation. The warning in Revelation of special concern to the postmodern church is the letter to the church at Laodicea. The Apostle John writes, "I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither cold or hot, I will spit you out of my mouth. For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, and I need nothing. But realizing that you are wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked." This is Revelation 3:15-17. We could imagine the postmodern church sharing in tribulations similar to those articulated in the Deuteronomic cycle that applied earlier to the nation of Israel. More generally, Revelation talks about a great tribulation that will occur before the second coming of Christ. This tribulation has all the markings of a reversal of cultural progress and could serve as a reminder that our only hope is in Jesus Christ. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. God bless. Bye-bye.